This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can, as always, bring up anything you would like at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. You can enjoy all the features, including the creation of the content of the site itself. Everything you see on the front page, those numbered items, as you scroll down the page, the numbers are votes, as voted by listeners like you. The items were submitted by listeners like you. Maybe you even did it. You can go and whatever you find online that you think's interesting, maybe it's a news article or maybe a YouTube video, something fun, something serious, whatever. You submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. That's where it must receive a certain number of votes in order for it to be promoted to the front page site. And the number is not very high, so you can go and have a pretty big effect. You want to talk about a vote that matters? Somebody last hour said voting in the government elections matters, at least the federal level? No way. Voting on the freetalklive.com website absolutely makes a difference. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. It's all completely free. We're going to go to your phone calls here, but just to bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, the FBI has announced that it has awarded Lockheed Martin Transportation and Security Solutions, one of the Defense Department's most favored contractors, with the authorization to design, develop, test, and deploy the NGI system. That stands for Next Generation Identification System. It's a $1 billion program that they are rolling out. Apparently, as we speak, cities in Washington, Florida, and North Carolina are participating. We don't know exactly where this is happening, but they expect to have it rolled out across the United States in full by 2014. Camera, facial recognition software, other biometric identifiers to be tied into this system's database and however it is that it works. Of course, what we're hearing from the people that have actually had experience with facial recognition systems is that they don't. We had a former cop call in from Virginia. He said it was a dismal failure when they tried it for 3 years. We also had a guy from the military say, yeah, it's pretty good at identifying a tank, but actually identifying a human being by their facial features,
not at all.
Not so great.
I haven't heard one case at this point, including the stories I've read, of it ever identifying anyone.
Yeah, it's just it misidentifies people.
Once
it'll misidentify people and target them for harassment
sure.
by the police.
Imagine what that's like. Getting identified as some kind of
they think you're someone else.
Person with warrants or whatever.
Yeah,
that's not gonna be real comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So your thoughts are certainly welcome on this. And then I think it was Jason, the very last caller of our last hour, suggested that it's no problem if you've got a bunch of cameras run by the government around, because if you don't have anything to hide, what's the big deal? And this is the attitude of somebody who believes themselves to be a law-abiding citizen, right? Like somebody who is convinced that they are, running it by the book. They have not, they do not cross the government. They have all, they know what the laws are, and they are being good citizens, and they're doing what they're told. But nobody knows what all the laws are. This is just a fantasy that you have about yourself, if you happen to be one who's applied this fantasy to themselves. You don't know what the laws are, and you couldn't possibly know what they are because there are too many of them. The police themselves don't even know what they all are. It's impossible to read them. It would take you multiple lifetimes to even scratch the surface of reading all of the laws and regulations that this country and all of its states and local governments have to present to you. So that's ridiculous. So you don't really know what they've outlawed until, it's too late, and then, code enforcement or the police department decides to threaten you over it. At that point, sometimes they'll give you the chance to correct yourself and take down the addition to your house or, whatever it is that you've done without their permission.
Collecting rainwater on your property.
There's one, yeah, growing your grass too tall in the front yard, planting a garden without permission.
Yeah, that was the one I was going to come up with.
You think we're exaggerating? Are we embellishing?
No, we tell these stories all the time.
No, these things do happen all the time, and they happen to people just like you. If you're one of these, I'm all totally law-abiding.
Or
they
you had a speeding ticket, and you thought you paid it, and for whatever reason, the government decided, they didn't see it or whatever. I mean, this happens all the time. It's not like they have any obligation to keep they have any incentive to keep their systems going in an efficient fashion. If they make a mistake, it's your problem, not theirs.
Absolutely. They don't have any liability for screwing your life up at all. 855-450-FREE is the number. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Todd listening in Medford to KMed in Oregon. Hey, Todd.
How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Two things, actually. First of all, my son turned 16, and he went down and got his license, and he has his hair swooped down across his forehead and so on. And so he went to get his picture, and then it rejected his picture, and she said, you have to pull your hair back for the photo recognition to work. So I thought that was very interesting that they're even starting that in the DMV now, that there's something's in the works, you know, long-term, short-term, whatever it is.
Right, because nobody walking around the street's going to have their hair hanging down in front of their face or a baseball cap on or something else to obscure the camera's recognition.
That wasn't the point he's trying to make. I mean, the point he's trying to make is that they're trying to integrate all these systems together.
Yeah.
But I think that what you'll probably find as time goes by is more fashions, you know, bigger hats and things like that as fashions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people do it with their license plates and stuff now. But the other thing I wanted to, you know, I've been on hold for quite a while here, and I was listening to you guys, and I just started listening to you guys. And I'm trying to figure where you're coming from. Are you libertarian Ron Paul supporters?
We are tough to figure out. I certainly supported Ron Paul in this election.
I also supported Ron Paul and continue to support Ron Paul because I certainly don't support the Republican and Democratic establishment. And libertarian is a word that I find issue with personally. It would have been a word I would apply to myself. I am running as a candidate for the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire for state rep. So I reluctantly would apply that word to myself, but only in the most principled understanding of it, in that I don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals, and I support voluntary methods to organize society.
My question to you is you're complaining about all these things that are going on, and I certainly agree with you. I tell my son, don't ever even get a tattoo, because the first thing when you're arrested or even accused of a crime, they take pictures of your tattoos and so on. So you're basically identified by those first before you're even your mugshot. But the thing is all these things are happening, and they're ongoing. The bell has been rung, but I don't hear you guys come up with ideas on how to unring the bell.
Great. I'm glad you gave us that opportunity, because I know you're new to the show, and if you've only listened a couple times, then maybe you've missed it, because we normally hit that answer at least once per show. And Todd, I want to give that to you, but I'm going to drop you right now because your phone's kind of windy. But thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE is the number.
First thing I'd like to say is there are lots of shows out there that don't give you an answer. I mean, just about every other talk show out there says vote for the Republican or vote for the Democrat. Is that an answer? That's been going on for the last 200 and something years, and this is where we're at. So, and we know what you know, a Republican. We know what red states look like, and we know what blue states look like, and they all have their problems. So, I can't see how voting for Republicans and Democrats is a solution, because those states have their problems. If these were good solutions, then those states would be utopias, either the red or the blue, whichever side it is that you think is great. So, I mean, I'd like, in defense of Free Talk Live, nobody else has any solutions either.
Okay, so there is a solution, and there are a lot of problems, and it's easy to talk about problems, so I agree with Todd in that, you know, it is important to put ideas out there as to how things can change. And I don't think voting for Ron Paul is a solution. I just like to make that clear. I only did it because he's the principled candidate in the race, and I wanted to vote for him because of that.
It's not a solution.
I'm not under the delusion that if Ron Paul were elected, that all of a sudden all of our problems would be solved, or that even any significant amount of them would be solved at the federal level. So I don't think that there's some sort of grand savior who, you know, for whatever political party is going to come along and change things at the federal level. I think that ultimately the solutions have to come from the grassroots, and to be more specific, I mean the Free State Project, and that is to get people who love the ideas of liberty, like myself and Mark and the over 1,000 others that are already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, to get those people together in the same place. Because the fact is, the people that support Ron Paul, there's a decent amount of them, but they're spread out all over the place. And they don't know who each other is, and they can't be very effective if they aren't together in one place. And so Liberty Lovers are coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. FreeStateProject.org. Over 12,500 are pledged to move thus far. But we're already, even with over 1,000 here, we're already having an impact in the political scene and having an impact from other aspects, like creating media and other exciting things. So that, to me, is the best solution. More coming up. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The live Saturday edition of the program. here to take your calls at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. We've got a lot of them, and they include the archives of the show that go all the way back to late 2006. Click and download at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So tell me, Mark, about BitInstant.
BitInstant is a company that will allow you to get bitcoins. If you don't know what bitcoins are, I'll tell you. Bitcoins are an online currency. They allow you to send and receive money from anywhere in the world to anywhere in the world without fees. As you know, sending money online costs money. Sending money in the real life costs even more. Bitcoins remove that that burden. They also allow a certain level of they allow anonymity if you know how to use them properly and you study up and do it. But they're potentially anonymous currency, which can be very valuable in say despotic regimes like North Korea or something like that. Being able to get money to folks there or them getting it out or whatever. It allows you to have complete control over your money. It's peer-to-peer and open source. It's impossible for anyone to counterfeit bitcoins. It's impossible for them to inflate them. By that, I mean create more bitcoins than there currently are, counterfeit. It is impossible. If you do the right kind of security, you can have a great deal of safety as far as it goes. You are the bank when it comes to bitcoins. And if you want to get bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. They've got more than 750,000 locations that you can exchange cash for bitcoins, and you'll have bitcoins in your Bitcoin wallet before you even get home. It's bitinstant.com.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can bring up what you want here. We've got David on the line listening in Montana. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, Vivek.
Hey, David. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, with the cameras, man, we'll be so much secure, and the terrorists won't get us, and we'll be more free. And
that's right. All it takes to stop the terrorists is a camera.
That's right. I feel so much freer with the TSA.
And Mark, just imagine, with everybody on that recognition thing, we won't have to show our ID for the voting. You know, they could just take the picture of us and they could say, hey, yeah, you're a good voter.
It'll make things easy.
But plus, I'm invested in this company and I stand to make a lot of money. Come on, man. You know, we in the stock market, man, have to generate some money. So let's put cameras everywhere. Come on, it's a good idea. It's good for the economy.
Yep, this is actually one of the things that happened with the TSA and their scanning equipment. You know, one of these things that were trotted out as, well, this will fix everything as far as security goes. Turns out they've mothballed them at this point.
Billions of dollars. I bet you the guy that thought of the idea, you know, his buddy, some congressman, and
The
one that sent the bill in. You know, come on. You know, this is business. It's good for America.
Yeah, that's all it is. Even if the camera system doesn't end up working, Lockheed Martin is going to make out pretty good on this deal.
Oh, yeah, and all the subsidiary companies that's going to put them in and everything, like
sure.
My uncle or my cousin and everybody, you know.
It's the same old scam, just
these
now on a different level.
Criminals, they think they could do anything they want. Nobody's going to stop them. When good men let evil people do what they want, that's what happens. Evil's everywhere, man. So all these people, I say, yeah, this is good for us. Yeah. Come on, man. America's going down the tooth. It's going faster. You know how the drain goes faster?
Well, I for one say bring it on. I hope that the United States goes down the tube so we can have secession and have different states bail out on this deal, because this deal's terrible.
I think it's a lot better to say Washington, D.C. when you refer to that.
David, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. What do you mean by that?
I think Washington, D.C. is something that people can vilify, but the United States is something that people hold up. They like the colors red, white, and blue. They like the Eagles.
Get over it, because it's a bad idea.
Well, I think that I think that what we've seen
failed experiment.
The consolidation of power in an area like Washington, D.C. makes for, makes a situation where corruption is the rule.
I don't care if you've got two different consolidations of power, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. It's a bad idea across the board. It was a bad idea for the European Union.
You're proposing 50 different consolidations.
It was a bad idea in the U.S. Yeah, the more competition you have, the better. I don't support the idea of the state at all, but if I have to choose, I'd absolutely rather have 50 state governments competing for people moving between them
than
one federal government. So I get what you're saying, like, oh, don't say the United States is a bad idea. But it is a bad idea, and I'm going to say what it is because I'm going to tell it like it is, and that's how it is, because the idea of bringing these people together who really don't have much in common. I mean, it's a world of difference between Florida and New Hampshire and California and all of the different places in this country.
Can't argue with that. The idea of sticking people together where you have donor states and what are the states that leech off of the system?
Well, leech states, welfare states, whatever you want to call them. Recipient states.
It just doesn't make any sense as far as I'm concerned. I think from, maybe from the standpoint of defense, but we've seen what's happened with that is that, it turns out that, there's been a lot of offense, too.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Cole listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Cole.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, I was listening to, I was calling about the vaccines, but that security state apparatus thing you're talking about, that's kind of a step toward the technocratic thing. That's when, they generate all this data and some sort of administrative thing comes up. So therefore we get to intrude into your life and,
that's probable cause, right?
It's probable cause. They generated data with a face cam camera. So
what's the problem, right? We've generated probable cause. What do we need?
Well, it makes it a procedural thing. And, I'm an Army vet and, I know that government agencies don't tend to treat their own people, very well. They'll burn you right away.
You're just a human resource, not an actual human being.
Right. So if you apply that same apparatus to general people, they don't have experience with it. They're not going to know how to address recourse or anything like that.
Jesus, who does? There are very few people out there that know how to have any kind of recourse against the government.
Maybe lawyers.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, even then you would need a team of them just to handle that one instance,
For sure. I don't know about you, but I can't afford that.
No, most of us can't.
So, Cole, what else was on your mind tonight?
All right, well, we had a vaccine day at the National Guard for flu vaccine, and I didn't want to participate in it. And, if you have an infinite
home... It's pretty obvious, Cole, that you're a terrorist. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, if you have an infinite home or if you have some sort of health condition, then you're exempt from even having to participate. But if you just object to the idea of, jagging with your immune system and, putting adjuvants of mercury and aluminum in your body that are, can give you dementia or Alzheimer's or...
It's my understanding that they're not putting thimerosal in any of the
flu vaccine?
The vaccines at this point. I mean, that's my understanding. But I've had adverse reactions to flu vaccines on the two instances I've taken them, so I can see totally why people would not want to do it.
All right, Cole, I want to know what happened in your story. You refused this, and what did they do? Hang on, we'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You don't have to talk about observation as far as government surveillance. You can talk about anything you want. Take control of the airwaves. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We are here to take your calls about what you want at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. We have a lot of them, and they include the bulletin board system, wherein you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. I'm going right back into your phone calls. Cole is with us listening in Texas. Cole is a member of the National Guard, and you said that they had a vaccine day at which you attempted to refuse?
Yes. So I don't know what the repercussions of that are going to be yet. You know.
Oh, so this just happened.
Yeah, that was today.
Before you go on, Cole, I said that thimerosal is not in vaccines, in flu vaccines in the United States since, I think, 2001 or something like that was when it happened. I'm mistaken. According to this, multi-dose vials contain thimerosal. This is the CDC here, and of course they say that it's completely safe, but they say don't consume mercury otherwise.
That's not true, right?
We are the government, and we would never lie to you.
Ever, yeah.
What was the response? I mean, when you did you show up, or did you just call in and say, "Yeah, I'm not coming"? How did you end up telling them?
I showed up. I really don't mind participating in the Guard. I was active duty for a long time before. It was kind of a so I didn't have to deploy again. I could either join the Guard or, you know, it was kind of a coercive. It's like either join the Guard or you go to Afghanistan. I wanted.
That's an easy choice.
Yeah, yeah, so, that's easy.
But anyway, I had a real terrible reaction to the anthrax vaccine, and I'm still kind of dealing with the effects of that, you know. And I can remember I attribute it to that, and so it makes me step back and say, wait a second, you know, these vaccines may not be what they're advertised to be. And
Now, I don't disagree with you on this call, but my question is you said that they would give you an out if you had young children at home or a medical reason. And it sounds like if you had an adverse reaction to an anthrax vaccine, that you have a medical reason not to take a flu vaccine.
Well, right. There's some docs around the Austin area, which is where I live, and there are no vaccination doctors. They don't believe in the... administering vaccines as a means of maintaining health, I guess.
Okay.
So I figured that if I could find one of these guys and get a doctor's note from him, get an evaluation from him, and maybe bring that later on. Again, I don't know what the fallout from this is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're still not sure what they're going to do to you, if anything, about this. I mean, they may just drop the issue or give you a verbal lashing. And I'm curious to find out what happens. So let us know, will you, Cole?
Okay, I certainly will.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733 is the toll-free number we go to. By the way, it's brought to you by SACL CAI. We go to Barry, listening in Idaho to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Barry.
Hey, guys. Nice to be able to talk with you tonight.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering why your opinion is that it's a point meaningless, I think was the way you said it, to vote in a federal election.
Well, let me go ahead and give it to you. Barry, where are you at?
Idaho.
Idaho? If you were a Barack Obama supporter, and I don't know if you are or not, do you think that there would be any point in going to vote in Idaho?
Well, I don't understand where you're coming from. I believe there's an ultimate consequence that we get from who's elected to federal offices.
That's not the point. The point isn't that there are consequences to who gets into the office. The point is whether or not there is a point in you going. You do understand that all the elections are essentially what, I guess it's 51 different, let's see, it's a less than 60 different elections, state elections, and then the Electoral College goes into effect and that kind of thing. So in Idaho, it's going to be a statewide election, right, for president.
Right.
And the total electoral college votes of Idaho, four or something like that, will go to the winner, and that will be Mitt Romney in Idaho. And I'm going to make a prediction. Now, I don't remember the last time that Idaho voted for a Democrat, but I'll bet you it's been a long time. And so at that point, all the Democrats who went essentially wasted their time. If Romney won by 10 votes or if he won by all the votes, it doesn't matter. He gets the same amount of electoral votes.
But yet, I mean, where do you see that it's pointless that whoever is elected to a federal office, I mean, like
That wasn't my statement. My statement, and you want to twist my words, my statement is it is pointless to vote for most people in most cases.
What he's saying, let me see if I can maybe clarify this. What you're saying, Mark, is that if candidate A, Romney, is going to win no matter what, if you want to vote for Barack Obama, it doesn't matter. Why bother even going?
Right.
Because
if I lived in Idaho,
the other guy's going to win.
If I lived in Idaho and I was an Obama supporter, I would save my gasoline because Romney's going to win Idaho.
Now, there might be other local candidates.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely worth going and voting in some local elections, absolutely. And if you happen to be there, all it takes is the scratching of a number two pencil to vote for your favorite candidate for president. I don't have a problem with that. But don't believe that your vote is likely to make a difference on a statewide election.
Well, you also have U.S. senatorial elections.
Those are statewide, yep.
So, I mean, they're federal.
Okay. What's that have to do with they're statewide? It's still the numbers. It's the statistics. It doesn't have to do anything with where they're serving the office. The governor's statewide. The senators are statewide.
likely in your state there may be one or two representatives to the U.S. House. So those are going to be either be statewide or half a statewide. And the larger an election is, and statewide elections are the only elections you vote in because there are no national elections in any state in the United States. You're always voting in statewide elections. So, you know, the larger the election is, then the less point that it makes. If you're a Romney supporter and you're in California, stay home and play with your kids. You know, play a video game. Do anything but going to the polls and wasting your vote.
What about in the states that are they're going to be decided by a small number of votes?
It's still a
federal election, and you're saying that there's no point in somebody going out and voting.
Largely pointless, I believe, is how I usually voice it. If I didn't say largely pointless, then I need to, you know, let me retract. But there are going to be maybe 9 or 10 states that they call swing states that are going to be decided.
I'm having trouble hearing you guys.
Barry, sorry about that, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Clearly, it's a new idea to him. I mean, if voting feels good to you and you love to do it and it makes you feel like you're doing something, then by all means, continue to, you know, cast those ballots. But what you're trying to say, Mark, is that ultimately one vote in the theory of all of, or in the scheme of the entirety of all of the elections for national level offices is not going to amount to anything.
Most Americans live in California, New York,
Texas.
Illinois. I can go on down the list. New Jersey. Yeah. And I could just go on down the list and
Florida.
Name the states where it doesn't make any difference who you're voting for. Yeah, if you're in one of the swing states, I suppose you're certainly much more likely to be in a vote, but for it to matter. But really, the only way your vote matters is if you cast the one vote that makes the difference. Now, sometimes you can claim that if you make the margin large enough that there's not a recount, that's a good thing. But
I mean, what you're basically doing is spouting heresy to some people. I mean, you are.
I'm just talking statistics, math.
I know, but
it's a faith-based operation to believe otherwise.
Right. That's just it. That's why people are bristling and they don't understand. Its cognitive dissonance is rearing its ugly head here because, you know, folks have been trained through going to government school and watching the mainstream media that voting matters. There's a lot of propaganda out there that suggests that it is one of the most important things, as our earlier caller suggested, that a human being can do is vote for Tweedledee or Tweedledum, scumbag one versus scumbag two, thug A versus thug B. And, of course, you know, we're not even addressing that part of it. You're just saying from a numbers issue, it doesn't matter.
The last time the Democrats, it looks like, won Idaho was 1964.
855-450-FREE.
Get out there and vote for Obama in Idaho.
1-855-450-3733. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up anything that's on your mind and take control. This live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-453.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue with your phone calls, but I want to remind you that this program is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can see it now at victimlesscrimespree.com. If you haven't yet done so, the YouTube video has, it's coming up on 20,000. We're over 19,000 views. It's been just over a month that the movie has been available. It is a feature-length documentary, and it's all about the first year that Derek J., who is one of our co-hosts during the week, spent here in Keene, New Hampshire, and a lot of the activism that he involved himself in that resulted in multiple arrests. It's really quite the documentary. It's action-packed. It is not going to bore you. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com is where you can go to see it for free on YouTube in HD. And also, if you are into torrents, you can download an HD copy of the film that way. We are going to actually have a real-life premiere of the movie coming up next Saturday. So Saturday the 15th at 9:45 in the morning at Keene Cinemas in Keene, New Hampshire. And if you can't make it to that, and most of you probably can't, there is a contest going on. We're giving away two Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree movie posters. They will be autographed by Derek J himself, and the posters themselves are limited edition. We're only printing five of them in total. So we're giving two of the five away. The other three are going to the production team, myself, Derek J, and the editor, Bo Davis. So only two will be given away, one of them at the actual screening in person, and one of them online. So if you can get online and go to victimlesscrimespree.com, you can enter this contest. The way we're doing it is, the idea is you sponsor a seat, because if you can't make it to Keene for the premiere, then sponsor a seat. We're doing the premiere for free. So anybody who walks in, first come, first serve, they're going to be able to walk in, sit down, and watch the movie for free, which, you know, it costs some money to rent a theater and do those sorts of things. So part of the idea is to recoup those costs. So we kind of sweeten the deal with offering one of these movie posters up. So some lucky winner on the internet who sadly won't be able to make it likely to the premiere, we'll still have a chance at winning the Derek Chase Victimless Crimes Free poster. Are you excited, Mark? Is that an exciting...
I think the winning the poster, I wish I got one. I mean, I kind of like the idea.
Yeah, well, you can. If you're going to be at the premiere, you can enter in the real life. But
I don't think it's fair that I would win. So I'm not going to enter into the draw.
Why would that not be fair?
Because I'm involved in Free Talk Live, and you don't want... I mean, it's just because other people are there, and they should have the opportunity to win.
You can still give us money, though, if you want, Mark.
I appreciate that.
But it's $5 for one raffle ticket, and if you do $10, you get three raffle tickets. You know, at every increment of 10, you'll get three raffle tickets beyond that. So we've actually had a couple people put $100 into the raffle at this point. It's only up to about $250, though, so there's still a limited amount of entries.
Have we just been talking about the math on voting, and you want me to buy a raffle ticket now that I'm found out
much
that some
better odds
has bought 300 raffle tickets?
No.
30 raffle tickets, excuse me.
Yeah, 30.
Yeah, yeah. My one at $5 is going to matter.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. I mean, it was only $5. Anyway, you can go to victimlesscrimesfree.com. Anybody who chips in above $5 will get entered into the raffle for the very exclusive Derek J. Victimless Crime Spree autographed poster. All right, so 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Mike. He's listening in Cedar City, and I'm not sure where that is. Mike, where is Cedar City?
It's in southern Utah. I'm driving, and that was where I was when I got online in the queue. So
welcome, sir. You're listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. Hey, Mark and Ann, if you guys have nothing to hide, then what are you worried about face scanning cameras and warrantless searches?
I've got things to hide.
You know? I'm being totally facetious. You know, I get that response from people a lot when I talk about the police state, and it's just ridiculous. And the whole thing about voting, this in the beginning of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, there's that black and white little interview. I think it was Aldous Huxley, and he said paraphrasing, like, you have to give the people just enough slack or just enough rope to think that they're free to keep them from revolting. Something like that. And that's what the elections are. If anybody doesn't realize that the presidential any elections are just theater to let people have a feeling that they're contributing to the political process, it's just such a fraud and a joke. And the funny thing is, when people come out of those polling places and they get their snazzy little sticker that with the American flag waving proudly, and it says, "I voted today."
Yeah.
And I think to myself, there's another sucker right there.
Yep.
I've gone and voted on probably just about every one of these situations.
Don't you agree with what he's saying? I mean, I think Mike's spot on here. I mean, clearly the idea of participating in a national election, it's ridiculous. I mean, if either candidate wins, we all still lose. So, I mean, from several different angles.
Yeah, I haven't seen the election that has brought us a presidential candidate that's brought us more freedom yet.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to say was that Mark said that people enjoy the American flag, the red, white, and blue and stuff. When I see an American flag, especially on these 18-wheelers, some of these truck drivers will plaster a huge vinyl American flag, waving brightly. And when I see the American flag, I immediately start thinking about corruption, domination, going and controlling other countries, welfare, the police state. I don't have any good feelings when I see the flag. I'm actually embarrassed to say that I'm an American. I mean, just that knowing what other people around the world, just imagine what people in other countries think of Americans.
Well, it depends. It depends on, you know, their experience.
Within the top 15 freest places economically, it's on some lists, it's in the, you know, in many lists, it's in the top dozen or so freest places in the world.
Not on the press freedom.
Press freedom, it's a disaster. And I think it's going downward in that area.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855. 855-450-FREE, and I share a lot of his concerns.
I have concerns for the direction this country's going. I still think that it's one of the better places to live. I agree with you, and I'm not going to disagree on that point. But there's a lot of evidence that there's wealthy people. The producers are moving elsewhere now. People are giving up their U.S. citizenship in order to avoid the very high taxes that they have to pay.
855-450-FREE. Scott, listening in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Scott? I haven't been listening to most of the show this evening, so I don't know what else has been talked about. But the reason I'm calling is this Honduras thing where they're talking about building three kind of autonomous cities.
Mm-hmm.
And something that has not been mentioned is, I think this idea is purely evil. And the reason why is that these areas that supposedly are going to be sold or leased or whatever, there are people living there.
And do you have evidence of that statement?
The government is going to take a whole bunch of money from whoever puts these projects together and then just basically yank these people's land out from underneath them and give it to whoever these corporations are that are forming these cities. And it's just imperialism.
Do you have any evidence that that's the truth?
No, I don't, and I'm looking forward to the interview that you announced that's going to happen on Monday.
Same here. I'm very interested in it, and I don't know what kind of land we're talking about here. I mean, we're talking about, you know, some kind of, I mean, I looked at this place that they're talking about, and the government claims a lot of land for itself in that area. So if the government claims to own some land, like, say, a national park or something like that, carves out an area for this autonomous city and then gives it, will you consider that legitimate?
Oh, not really, because there probably were people that were living there before the government stole it in the first place, you know?
Probably true, but I mean, this is kind of the argument against, all property. I have a piece of land that I'm sure the Abenaki Indians would claim as their own currently, right now. And at this point, the state of New Hampshire and the United States federal government doesn't even recognize the Abenaki tribe, but there are certainly some people running around with Abenaki blood in their, running in their veins at this point. Should I search them out and try to give my land back to them?
Well, I agree. It's just what I'm saying is this is just a continuation of this whole evil.
I can totally see how this leaves a bad taste.
It could be.
If that's what's happening.
If that's what it is.
Right, then that definitely leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Also, the people that are claiming it are not indigenous people. They're people that had moved there at some point in the last 100 years or something like that.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I've looked it up. I mean, I've searched this. This is an important issue to me, too.
Yeah.
So I just want to make it clear that, so somebody else owned the land before those folks
Scott,
came, too.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your concerns. I appreciate you making that call. Now, we're going to have, is this confirmed that the CEO of MKG Group?
I sent you an email.
I've got some emails. Maybe I just haven't gotten to it yet. Is this confirmed? He's going to be on Monday night.
It's confirmed.
Okay, great. That's exciting.
I mean, this doesn't mean it's going to happen.
This is the president of the private company that is looking to build these private cities that Scott was talking about down in Honduras. And we've got some really relevant questions that need to be asked about this whole process. Of course, you're welcome to call in as well at that time. We've still got plenty of time for your call tonight as well. About anything that's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. Hour number 3 is still to come. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. Brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.